Glory. Thank you, Lord. Wow. Powerful, powerful. Hallelujah. Papa Joe, thank you. You know, Papa Joe and I have been very encouraged this week because of what has been happening throughout the devotions that we've been doing and the testimonies that are coming from people. That encourages me a lot because I know that we are just vessels that are doing His work. Amen? But He is the one that does all the miracles. All the miracles is done by Him. All He needs from you and I is consistency, passion, and commitment to do His work. Hallelujah. Not go halfway and give up. Hallelujah. There's a way that we must understand that He is the one that creates the miracle. We don't go after the miracles. We go after His principles and His word. And He brings the miracle. Hallelujah. Onto His own word. That was powerful this morning. Let me just say what Papa Joe said this morning. The Hebrew word for God is Yahweh. It is the only syllable in the Hebrew word that you cannot use your tongue or any part of your mouth to mention the name of God. It is breath. It is breath. And it is the first, it means breath. The word of God in Hebrew is the first word you breathe when you come out of your mother's womb. And it's the last word you mention when you go. Hallelujah. That is the God that you and I serve. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Hallelujah. I am so excited about what God is doing. I get encouraged as a pastor of the church when I see the manifestation of the miracles that happen in people's lives because we are faithful in the things of God. Amen? Hallelujah. Father, we thank You for Your word. I pray, Lord, Your people are here to receive Your word. And not only just receiving Your word this morning, but God, they're here to, so that they can apply it. Lord, be people of application. Lord, in igniting the word inside their lives to be able to, Lord, transfer just knowledge into wisdom. God, I thank You. Help us with this word today that You speak to Your word, Your people, oh God, because Your word, God, is a lamp unto our feet. Your word is everlasting to everlasting that will take us through forever and ever. Your word will last forever. Every world will pass away. Everything will pass away, but Your word will go forward all through eternity, God. Transcends through eternity, just like Your kingdom. Father, we give You praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Everybody said, amen. Amen. You know, the job of pastoring a church is a tough job. It's a tough job because you're constantly correcting. And I've realized that our job is pretty much like Paul's. Paul had a tough time correcting people, bringing people out of stupidity into the knowledge of Jesus Christ. That's really what I can paraphrase it that way. Because it's a tough job when people move around without the Holy Spirit and try to propagate things that are not from the Spirit and bring it into your lives and tag the Christian tag to it and call it something from God. Hallelujah. My message this morning, I preach this morning as well, and it's for the benefit of those who are watching this morning on live stream. Ignorance is our greatest enemy. Listen to me. The devil is not your problem. The devil was taken care of. My Bible tells me that he was taken care of before the foundation of this earth. Hallelujah. Jesus took care of him already. So he's, to me, he's not a problem. You know why? Because I know who I am in Christ. I know where I came from. I know who I am in Christ. And I know where I'm going. Period. So I know that no false prophet, nobody can tell me otherwise of who I am in Christ Jesus. This is very important for us to understand. The devil is not our problem. So what do we play in the part of salvation for others? God has commanded that we become instruments of His word. So we put our word, His word, in ourselves. Then we allow the Holy Spirit, who's the one that will teach you the word. Then He's the one that will go forth and teaching people and transforming the hearts of people. You and I stand on the very faith that Papa Joe said. Just stand on that faith and do what God has called you to do. God has given us a message of the gospel of the kingdom of God. We share the gospel, but it is not our responsibility to make people believe. You cannot force anybody to believe the word of God. If you're preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, the power comes with that word. The power will transform somebody. I am a Catholic boy. I came from a Catholic background. They hid Christ from me for years until somebody preached the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And that word alone transformed me. Nobody came to me and slapped me across the face and persuaded me to change. No, the word of God did that to me. Because it came with power and it came with the unctioning and the power of the Holy Spirit over it to transform me. So I and Pastor Joe or any one of you guys who are leaders in this church, you cannot force anybody to change. A lot of people are forced to change. That's why you have backsliding in church. Because people have not been taught properly the principles of the Word of God. Hallelujah. It is not our responsibility to make people believe, but or even to try and persuade people or manipulate people to follow us. I'm not here for you to follow me. Paul says, imitate me, for I imitate Christ. That's all. I don't want you to follow me. You follow God. You go to God's Word and follow Him. Hallelujah. And I encourage you not to just be churchgoers, but people that take the Word of God into their lives and put it into action. And the manifestation of that happens when you do. When this person said, the angel stirring up the pool right now, I need to jump in. The moment she did that, she received the healing. The moment. That was a message of faith. And Papa Joe and I have been teaching on the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel the presence of God right here when I mention the name. The power of the Holy Spirit and the gift of the Holy Spirit. We were teaching on that, and that's when the faith comes by hearing. And it happens in the lives of those who are watching. And I said, our praise is this. God, just reach one today. Just one. We don't go for the multitudes. Just one person. If one person gets saved today, if one person got transformed today, if one person got healing today, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And that encouraged us. And to get up early in the morning at 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, study the Word of God and release the Word of God to the people every day. Hallelujah. We share it with gentleness and reverence, but to share it with all the offensive parts attached to it. God's Word will offend you. Yes, Jesus said, I didn't come to please people. I came to create enemies. And His Word will create enemies, even amongst Christians that are living inside this building today or coming to this church today. And I hope you are not one of those persons that get offended every time somebody preaches the Word of God. If you get offended, then you need to check yourself. Hallelujah. That's it. There is no offense in this church. This church is called Living Light Gospel Church. The living light that we sang, let there be light. Light is what? Truth. Ignorance is darkness. That's it. Period. End of the story. So let's just work on what God is telling us. Receive it with our spirit. Hear it with our ears, Jesus said. Let them that with his hear what the Spirit is saying. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody can come to the Father except through me. I am the door. And then he says, but nobody can come to me except by the power of the Holy Spirit. The transforming power of the Holy Spirit that brings you and I to Christ. Hallelujah. We cannot come to Christ on our own strength. Nobody is searching for God. Everybody is doing their own thing. God is waiting for people to arise and go, hang on a minute. I've been stupid all my life. Just like the prodigal son. I need some change in my life. And your New Year's resolution doesn't work unless the Holy Ghost is involved in it. Hallelujah. Jesus says, you shall hear the truth, and the truth shall set you free. The Holy Spirit must be involved in everything that we do. The reason why people go searching for other truths is because the Holy Ghost has left. It's not because they don't believe anymore. It's because the Holy Spirit left. Why? Because there's something that they have that doesn't belong to God. Listen to me. The city of Ai was destroyed because one person decided to keep something that belongs to him. They think it belongs to him. My message today is ignorance is our greatest enemy. The problem is this. Which truth are you listening to? There's a lot of churches being preaching messages. But which truth are they preaching? That's what we need to really, really look at. The gospel of the kingdom of God is powerful. Principles does not respect you. You respect the principle. God is no respecter of men. We have to respect what God has already given us. This is a constitution, I call it, of the kingdom of God. It tells us to obey everything that it says in this book. Hallelujah. I pray the Holy Spirit will speak to you this morning. You, if you come to this church, you'll know the kind of message we preach in this church. There is no water down of the gospel in this place. We deal with sin as what sin is. Sin is your greatest downfall, and sin will keep you from the place where God wants you to be, to get out of and go to excel in God. Hallelujah. I want you to say this. I want to say this to you this morning. You cannot dress up something. You cannot bring sin into a church or into your life. Dress it up with some scripture. Dress it up with the name tag of Christianity and say, this is from God. If there's anything in the Bible that doesn't mention anything that you're now living in, that's not biblical. Nothing that you do, if anything that you're doing is not aligning with the Word of God, step away from it. Hallelujah. God made a statement in Isaiah chapter 4, verse 6. My favorite scripture, transformed my mind forever. It says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, not because of the devil, because of lack of knowledge. Devil is no problem, my friends. Devil has no power over you unless you allow him to have power over you. Devil can make you do nothing. Hallelujah. He cannot force you to do anything. Same as the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit cannot force you to do anything. You have the willpower that God has already given you. The will to choose from right or wrong. You have the power. God knows that. He gave one of His greatest attributes to you. That is His will. And you can use that very same will to go against God's word. And you are doing it. People are doing it. When you stop following God's word, you are using your own will to go against Him. Hallelujah. So the Holy Spirit does not force you to do anything. The Holy Spirit deals with the willpower that God gives you. And you know what? He convicts you. He deals with that will. The devil cannot make you do anything, doesn't force you to do anything, cannot make you go and do anything unless you allow him to come and live inside of you. The devil knows that. So he has to use your willpower as well, and he tempts you. Hallelujah. Bible says, my people perish because not because of him, he's already been taken care of, but because of what? Lack of knowledge is our greatest problem in church and in the world and everywhere. And he says, because you have rejected knowledge, I also will reject you from being priest for me. I keep saying to this church, we have to be true representative of God. Reveal His glory. And we cannot do that if we're living in ignorance. Hallelujah. It says, because you have done that, then I must refuse you or rebuke you for being priest unto me. I can't have you being a priest and representing me because you are operating in stupidity. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen to that. Oh, you're all gone quiet on me now. Come on. Let's set up and deal with these things. These are good for us. Hallelujah. And he says, I will also reject you from being priest for me because you have forgotten the I, he says, I will also forget your children. Wow. That is a statement from the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the creator of heaven and earth. He says, because you have forgotten the law of your God, then he says, I will forget your children. That's a generational curse. That has happened in the world today. And you and I, when we came to Christ, the first thing you need to break is that curse. Because you came from a place of ignorance into the place of light. Ignorance is what? Ignorance is darkness. Light means truth. So ignorance in the Hebrew translation is darkness and truth. Hallelujah. Light. Let there be light. Let me just paraphrase this for you the way I see it. If you teach dumb things to your children, then they will be dumb. Why? Because they have just been taught by the University of Dumbness. And they will come and become dumb. And you teach dumbness and the whole generation live in dumbness and stupidity. That's how racism, that's how all these things happen in the world today. Because people teach it. And they present it to their children and the generation live like that. And God says, because you've ignored me, then I will ignore the generation that comes after you. Why do you think we have generational curses now? Because we walk in ignorance of the word of God. Hallelujah. The truth in this scripture is this. God cannot ignore ignorance. Because Satan will capitalize on your ignorance and destroy you. That's the key point of this message today. He will capitalize on the very ignorance that you have and destroy you. Why? Because he knows. He cannot come to you with horns and fangs and you run away. He knows you're a good Christian that cannot go and commit adultery and fornication and all that. You go to church and all that. But he comes subtly. He knows he can get you someplace. Hallelujah. Satan capitalized on our ignorance. He capitalized on Eve's ignorance. And Eve was ignorant because she wasn't taught about the things of God. God didn't tell Eve not to eat from the tree. He told Adam, he says, Adam, do not eat from the tree. And Adam failed to bring knowledge to his wife and teach her not to do that. And then Satan says, aha, I got her. I will now walk on that. And I will now work on that ignorance that she has to get in. And he comes like a beautiful snake. Oh, lovely snake. What a good color. Look at that thing. Hey, snakey. That's really what it is. It comes like that. And you bring something into your life, put a Christian tag on it, put some scripture onto it, and says, yeah, it's good, you know, it's from God. It is not. Check where you got that stuff from. Hallelujah. God rejects ignorant generations who have been taught by ignorant people because you have forgotten the law of your God. I will also forget your children, he says. 2 Timothy says, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15 says, be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We're talking about light today. That's why the band sang light. They didn't know I was going to preach on light. They just sang it because there's the Holy Spirit moving us into the place. Hallelujah. You can be in a thing and thought it was right until you read the Bible. Paul was a man who was zealous about the wrong thing. And he was rightly zealous about the wrong thing. He believes what he believed in, and he was so zealous for it that he forced it and lived in it until he met Christ on the road to Damascus. Hallelujah. Most of us in this building today were living in ignorance until we came to Christ. Amen? Or you haven't yet. You're still living in ignorance. Then we have to pray for you this morning. Hallelujah. Everybody went quiet there. I'm okay. There are some people who are excited about the wrong things and you can't stop them. Hallelujah. You know, I'm saying these things because I'm a pastor of the church dealing with people like that. And the Bible tells me, if they don't listen to you, then dust your feet and move on. This is God. God says, I will deal with them. You move on. Live your life, drink your coffee, go to sleep, rest. Let me deal with these people. I'm telling you, pastoring a church has become so good to me now. I understand now why he's doing it for me. God says, if they don't listen to you, you preach the truth, tell them the truth. If they don't want to receive it, dust your feet and go and drink your coffee and relax and let me deal with these people. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, it's going to happen, and it's happening. People are coming to us and saying, Pastor, come and pray for my house. Listen to me very carefully. This church is not the same anymore. 3 years ago, that stopped. We are on a different level right now. The manifestation of the power of the Holy Spirit, we are looking forward to that happening. We're going to see it happen in this church. Hallelujah. Why? Because we're going to set some things into place so that God is going to operate and work according to his principles and his word. I cannot come and pray for your house if you are harboring something that doesn't belong to God. Hallelujah. I refuse to come and pray for your house when you live in sin and want us to come and bless your house. It's not the house that God is worried about. It's you that carries his presence and his Holy Spirit. We can come and pray for your house and go, and the same devil will get 7 other devils and come and live in your house. Why? Because you still carry stuff that you think it's good and you want to live in there. Hallelujah. You, You come to church carrying this thing like a baby and you protect it. Oh, that's mine. Don't touch it. It's mine. And you bring it into church and you sit down and you worship God with it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And you hold on to this thing. And when you finish, you carry the same baby outside. And that's the thing that God says, you've got something that doesn't belong to me and I am not going to bless you. Bible says, if you regard iniquity in your heart, that God will not hear. Hallelujah. Let's get some principles right in church today, my friends, because religion has destroyed your mentality and how you think. I am talking kingdom principles right here. Jesus said, you have heard that you should not commit adultery. But I say, he says, in my kingdom, he says, if you even look at somebody, hallelujah. That's the standard that we must set in every church in this nation or in this city. Hallelujah. We cannot fool around with the things that doesn't belong to God. Bring it in. Stand it in front of us. Put a name tag on it. Call it something that is not of God and say it belongs to God and we're using it to glorify God. God does not deal with things like that when it comes from a place of paganism and place of idolatry. God says, I am God. There should be no other God in our life except Him. Hallelujah. And whatever you do in your life, if it takes precedence in your life, more important than God, then that becomes an idol. Hallelujah. So we must deal with the things that we see and deal with it the way the Word of God deals with it. Hallelujah. There are some people that will do things and say it's from God. You cannot dress truth up, undress truth up, put things on truth and to make it true. Truth is truth. It is truth whether you take the clothes off it, put some clothes on it, put some salt and pepper on it, do whatever you do with it, it is still going to be true. Doesn't change. Hallelujah. Not everything is as good as it seems, and the devil wants to hide this from you and I. So my message this morning is to get out of ignorance and come back into the place of light so we understand little things. The devil doesn't fight you in the big battlefield. He fights you in the smallest place that you don't even expect. Hallelujah. The Bible says, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this world's darkness, and against the spiritual forces of evil in where? Heavenly realms. The devil is very crafty. He will use people or mask things to make it look like it is from God. He plays on your vulnerability and makes it look like, oh, it's really nice, you know. Listen to me. This is no time. God will content and have long suffering to our stupidity for a certain extent of time. And then he will move. And you don't want him to move in your life. I want you to get out that place while you still have the breath to do it. Hallelujah. In the Bible, light is a metaphor, as the theme sang, for truth. God's unchanging nature. God doesn't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He doesn't change. And holiness, again, I will say, holiness is not wearing a big turban, putting a big cross, a big clock, walking around saying, I'm holy. Holiness, God says, is one with your word. God is one with his word. Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God, the Lord, is one. I am one with my word. That's why we can trust his word. We can stand on his word. When we can bring his word to him, hallelujah. He says, I have forgotten your iniquities, but he says, but bring to remembrance what I told you. Oh, hallelujah. And when you pray, like we did today, God, you said this, you said that. God is one with his word. Hallelujah. In James chapter 1, verse 17, he says, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like a shifting shadow. Hallelujah. It is repeatedly used in the Bible to help us understand that God is holy, good, and truthful. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. This is the message we have heard from him and declared to you. God is what? Light, which is what? Truth. In him there is no what? Darkness, which is what? Ignorance at all. Hallelujah. When we are in light, we are in him. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. But you are what? A chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of what? Ignorance into his wonderful truth, light. Hallelujah. It is very important for us to understand. I want you to get all the religion out of your head. God is giving us the constitution of the kingdom of God right here, which Jesus always talks about. He exhorts us to join him in the light. 1 John chapter 1 verse 7, for giving us light was his purpose. John chapter 12 verse 46 says, I have come into the world as a light, so that no one who believes in me should be stay in where? Darkness. I came to the world as truth, so no one that believes in me should live in ignorance. Hallelujah. Light is the place where the love dwells and is comfortable. 1 John chapter 2, verse 9. I'm just giving you some scriptures. Write it down. If you see it on the screen, get it down. Go and study for yourself. He who says he is light and hates his brother is the darkness until now. He who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him. Hallelujah. God has created light. First Genesis chapter 1, verse 3, dwells in the light. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 16, and puts the light in human hearts so that we can see him, know him, and understand the truth. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. For it is God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. My friends, truth is the one we've preached in this church. And the truth will set people free. We don't water down the gospel just because we don't want to offend anybody. I'm not here to please nobody. I am here to please God and God alone. I don't have to qualify for you to come and listen to me. I don't have to qualify for anything. God gave me a mandate, and I am going to speak his mandate, and so are you in this church. Speak his truth. Hallelujah. We don't play church anymore. Time for playing church is 3 years ago. This is a kingdom business we're talking about right now, preparing the kingdom of God. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14, that Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. It means that Satan capitalizes on our love of light. We love light. We love everything. So he comes in like, dressed like that. Ah, oh, nice snakey. Wow, nice snake. All these different rainbow colors too, man. Really nice. Hallelujah. Be careful. Hallelujah. I'm just talking about the snake. There could be any other thing that you got in your house or in your heart. Those are the things that we need to think about. He wants us to think that he is good, truthful, loving, powerful, all the things that God is. These are all the attributes of God, the fruits of the Spirit. That's what God is. And the angel of light, which the devil comes in, disguised in it, wants to do these things so that you and I can see it and go, wow, that's from God. Listen, that's how he comes. He doesn't come in like a big horn with a fork. If you see someone walking with a horn and a fork, you'll be like, whoa, I'm not going to follow this guy. And he knows that. So he comes dressed like what you should believe, and you follow him. Why am I preaching this today? I'm dealing with some things in people's lives that I, as a pastor of the church, have to speak it. If I stand before God and God said, did you tell them? And I will look at the date and go, yep, I did. It is what's the date today? 11th of October, 2020. I did, Papa. Thank you. You did it. That's why I'm preaching this today. Because we're dealing with false prophets, false teachers, people that are trying to... This place, I'm telling you, this place is a target on it. Why? Because we preach the truth in this church. The churches that are filled up, I don't know what they do. That's up to them to deal. That they deal with God on this situation. But I've been given this position to oversee this place. That's a big responsibility. And my accountability to God is more higher than yours. Why? Because I'm standing on this pulpit preaching the word of God to you every day, every Sunday. So where are we listening from? What is inside of you that comes out of you? That's why we protect this place so much, because we don't want anything that comes out from this place to destroy people's lives. I have seen false prophets destroy church single-handedly. One word, boom, everyone gone. Never coming back to church again. That's how powerful this spirit is. That's why we must deal with this spirit and deal with it head on. Don't mess around with those things like that. Hallelujah. And God's going to put up with our foolishness and stupidity for a while, but then He's going to step in. If you are a person that harbors all this stuff. Hallelujah. How can we discern which is light of God and which is light of Satan? Let me just give you a scripture. Psalm 119. And I prayed that prayer this morning. It says, "Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Verse 105. "And the unfolding of your word gives" what? "Truth." Light. It imparts understanding to the simple. What does that mean? Simple. The humble. Those who are prepared to listen and say, "That's my word. I receive it today." Everything we bring here is not some nice sermon. It's an instruction for us to go and get it into our life and walk in it. I said to the pastors on Saturday and the leaders, if the people get this message, you are going to be in trouble. So you need to get this message before the people get it. Then what are you going to share to the people? Because they know it and you don't, so you better step up. Hallelujah. So these are the kind of things that we want to do, that we understand that God's going to build us up by His Spirit. And as long as we put ourselves in that place where He can. Hallelujah. That's a powerful statement. Just as God's voice spoke physical light into the existence, it can speak spiritual life into our hearts this morning. And I pray that God is speaking to you this morning. Listen to me, my friends and my family. I am interested in your soul and in your spirit. You see, coming out of slavery, getting saved, doesn't mean that you are free until you are transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's when you're free. You can believe in Jesus Christ and still live in sin. You can still believe in Jesus Christ and do the things that you're not supposed to do. You can believe in Jesus Christ and still live like a slave. That's why we bring messages like that, so that you can understand. This is not a playing around church thing. "Oh, we go to a nice church and I go, oh, this is that, this is that." I don't care. "Oh, this property, I don't care. I am interested in the Word of God and the kingdom of God and the principles of God and the integrity in the hearts of man that stand and preach the gospel to the people." Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 9 to 11, it says, "These are rebellious people, deceitful children, children unwilling to listen to the Lord's instructions. They say to the seers, 'See, no more visions to the prophets. Give us more visions of what is" what? "Right. Tell us pleasant things. Prophesy" what? "Illusions. Leave this way. Get off this path and stop confronting us with the Holy One of Israel." This is the people telling the prophets. This is people going to church, wanting the message that will tickle the ears. And if they get offended by something or something is not right, "Oh, we don't want to come to this church anymore." And they go to another one. I encourage you to stop this business of butterfly spirit and come and grow inside a church and bear fruit inside the church. Hallelujah. So that you can stand strong like the cedar of Lebanon that I keep talking about. Oh, hallelujah. Important for us to understand. Nobody preached some nice message to me and tickle my ears and messes my back. And, "Oh, sorry, you know, I'm sorry I hurt you." Get it into your spirit. Eat some cement. And walk like the kingdom of God with the promises that He's given us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need to destroy arguments and lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God and take every thought into obey and obedience in Christ. Hallelujah. The devil is a lie. You and I know that. But Christians still believe him. They bring things into their life and color it up, paint it up in a Christian perspective and put scriptures underneath and bring scriptures in there to justify that. And listen, if something came from a cult and something comes from the place of idol worship, you cannot dress it up and make it look like it's from God. Hallelujah. Please listen to me today. Listen to me. That's why we break all the ancestral curses, all this stuff that tradition is your greatest enemy too. It will destroy your life. The best weapon is using, its best weapon is using people to carry this out. And the devil uses Christians to carry out his assignment inside the church. Somebody say, "Hallelujah. Pastor, I know that one. I had an experience with that one." No? Oh, good. I'm glad I'm the only one that had experience with that. They come dressed up like some nice, powerful. Just listen, our mandate here is this, and our motto is this. I don't care how powerful you are in ministry. I don't care what you do. I don't care you can preach the gospel. I don't care how much you know about Christ or Jesus or the Bible or the scripture. Your integrity, Jesus said, you shall know them by the fruits. Your integrity is more important than any of this. And you do it from the wrong motive, God's not going to be in any of that. If you do things without love, God says, can I hit the symbol again? I better not. It kind of shocks people. He says, love drives us to do this. Love drives us to stand here and correct people. Love drives me to sit down and go, I need to talk to these people again. Oh, my goodness. I need to, that's it. I will stand before God and he will ask me, did you tell him? Did you tell him what I told you? And if I said, oh, I forgot. Oh, I didn't want to. Oh, I didn't want to get. Oh, I didn't want to offend people. No. If you're coming to this church, you know we don't mess around with the word of God here. Hallelujah. The Bible teaches us God's people, what? In James it says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. It's a simple statement. Resist him. Shh, get away you. Shut up. Go away. Get behind me, devil. Jesus knew all that stuff. He recognized it. He goes, get behind me, devil. Hallelujah. James says, resist him and he will flee from you. The Bible teaches God's people to meditate and to meditate on what? God's word. Pray for 1 hour, listen for three. Pray for 1 hour, listen to three. Listen for three. Pray for 1 hour, read the Bible for three. That's meditation. You don't need some sort of a weird thing to meditate. Hallelujah. This book of the law, it says, shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night. That's what the Bible tells me. It says, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be what? Careful to according to all that is what? Written in it. He didn't say just meditate on it. He said, so that you can be careful in all the things that is written in this book. Joshua 1:8. And it says in Colossians 3:2, set your mind on the things above and not earthly things. The Bible teaches us God's offer to us is for us to offer ourselves as living sacrifice to him. In our prayer, our meditation, our coming to church and fellowshipping together, our walking in holiness and righteousness, that's how we bring ourselves in sacrifice, holy and righteous before God. I spoke about principles of prayer last week, and I talked about it yesterday. To our church here yesterday. And the people cheered because they got it. I remember they got it. I know they got it. And it was good because I preached it in English and Papi translated it in Swahili. So it went and it set in the heart. And you know, Swahili is like just like pigeon. One English word, you need like four pigeon words to describe it. And so it's strong. We don't just say one word and that's it. It comes with full armor, everything. It's probably like your language too. Your language will take one English word. There's like 10 words to describe this one word. Hallelujah. And so they got it. And I'm so blessed they got it. Because we're here to protect this church and protect your life. They're coming. They're coming and we're dealing with them every day. Those are the spirits that you mess around with them, they'll get you. But you deal with them on the spot. You confront spirits like that and they will not come near you ever again. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in the view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your what? True and proper worship to God. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. The Bible teaches the need for focus and renewal of the human mind, but it is to be renewed to know God better personally. The reason why you go to meditate and do things is for you to have a personal relationship with God, to know him better. Hallelujah. Kingdom meditation is simply hearing God's word and obeying God's word. Everybody say obedience. Obeying God's word. Hallelujah. He said, do not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's what will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will for you. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. It is simple meditation.
Hallelujah.
Praying and listening to God. Praying, meditating on the word, listening to God. Hallelujah. There is no secret agenda or secret technique to do things. There is no secret mantras or things that you got to ham and ee, ah, ooh, just to get closer to God. There is no mental gymnastics for you to get to God. Hallelujah. There is no cosmic flight into consciousness and all that stuff to get to God. It's simply hearing the word of God, obeying the word of God, meditating on the word of God, and talking to God. Prayer. Hallelujah. I hope this sits with you this morning to understand. Jesus warned us in Matthew chapter 7, verse 15, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. And a good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear fruit or good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits you will know them. You need to stand on this word. By their fruits. Stop following after signs and wonders and power of somebody. Power, 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 power this, power that. No. Go after the fruits. Jesus was the only person that understood authority. Because he understood authority and principle, power follows him. Power has no hope whatsoever but to follow the authority that it has been called to. Yes. Jesus understood that. Jesus always goes. That's why when they say, show a sign, he says, you. And he gave him a word. Now we want to give that word. Jesus hates these kind of people. And he warns us about it in the Bible. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of God. This is really important. But he who does the what? The will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? Cast out demons in your name? Done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you practices of what? Lawlessness. Principle. Hallelujah. He says, abide in my principles. Abide in me, and my word abides in you. And he says, when you pray, I will hear you from heaven. Or God will hear you from heaven. I said last week, we seem to think that prayer is some sort of a thing that we just go and pray and then take the name of Jesus at the end of it and still living in sin and expect God to do something for you. Hallelujah. Is it sinking in with us this morning? Please receive this message this morning. And please don't just receive it this day today, but go and walk in it. Study it and walk in it and tell your friends, tell your neighbors who are walking in that place, tell your Christian family, if you're living in that, stop it. Stop it. You're not going to receive anything from God. This business of coming and praying for us and you're living in sin and you want your house clean. That has to stop. That's a culture that I've never seen anywhere except here. That has to stop. Hallelujah. Not on my watch as the pastor of this church. I will not come. Listen to me. I will not come pray for your house if you live in sin and want me to come clean your house up. You clean yourself up in Christ Jesus and then God himself will clean your house. Hallelujah. We mess around people's life and they keep coming, 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 going and living in defeated lives every day. Give them something that they will stand on grand in and understand that this is not something to play around with. Hallelujah. We bring culture and things into there and put a name tag on it and say, oh, it's from God now. Anything that is not in the Bible, it is unbiblical, stay away from it. Hallelujah. That's it. We can't dress up something that they use to worship demons and devils with it and then bring it in and put a name of God on it and some scripture onto it, print t-shirts and say, yeah, that's it. Hallelujah. But understand me this morning. Let me close by saying this. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to the wise man who built his house on the rock. And rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat on the house and it did not fall. For it was founded on the rock, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The chief cornerstone. Papa Joe, hallelujah. Papa Joe and I are going to start a new program for the men. I want you men to listen to me. We're going to start a new program for men. We're going to start a program where the devil won't be able to kick you around anymore. And if you're interested in standing and fighting, hallelujah. The Bible says, fight. Fight for your salvation. Fight for your family. Fight. Stop living a casual Christian life, a mediocre Christian life, and getting pounded up around by the devil all the time. Stand up. Be a man in your house. Hallelujah. Become a man. Pick up your sword out. Put your full armor of God and say, now, come and fight. And let God fight the battle for you. Hallelujah. Because that word that he gave me, stand up. Just stand up. Don't worry about anything. Stand up. I will fight the battle for you. Hallelujah. And us standing up is our faith in God, knowing that we will stand up and he will fight for us. And when Papa Joe and I doing that every Friday, talking about the Holy Ghost, teaching the people about the Holy Ghost, and he says, now I'm going to move. Oh, hallelujah. And he moved. I know. He moved just to show us that he's in business. He's still here. He's still doing it. And it shows us our commitment and our consistency in doing the things of God. Listen to me. Let this be a message for the leaders in this church too. Okay? It is important for us to understand that Papa Joe gave a good picture of it. It's like a big rock. Steve Grace told me that story too. He says, Ben, I'm just one person chipping away on this big rock. Because he goes out and ministers out in the indigenous community, out in the outback. And I love what he's ministering. And he says, I'm just one person chipping. I need help. But Papa Joe gave another picture. He says, it's like this rock where you're chipping on it. And then the day when it came and you need this one stroke to crack this whole thing, you stopped. And you gave up. And you say, it's too hard. It's become a burden. That's when the Holy Spirit stops working. Hallelujah. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand, and the rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat on the house and it fell and it was the Bible says, and great was its fall. You can hear it for miles. Hallelujah. I don't want to hear your house falling. I'm watching over you. I'm watching over you. But one of my principle is this. If you give a man fish, he will always go hungry. Teach him how to fish. What we're doing here is teach you how to walk the walk of righteousness and holiness before God. It's you and God. Nobody else's business. You and God. Hallelujah. As long as I'm doing this and you're getting it right and you're walking in that place, my job's done. And I said, God, thank you, because you're doing all that and I don't have to do anything. I don't want to deal with people. I just give them the word of God and the word of God deals with people. Jesus emphasizes more on staying in the word and principles of his word than running around looking after signs, wonders, and prophecies and all this stuff that's happening in churches today. Stay on the word. Stay on the word. Hallelujah. Staying in his word, praying, meditation, fellowship with one another. That's another thing. Fellowship is so important. If you're a person that skips church and move around like a butterfly spirit, you cannot grow in the place God wants you to grow. You're not a flower pot Christian where we're going to water you and move you to another place and water you, bring you back and water you. We want to plant you so that you can grow. Amen. Hallelujah. I've been in churches for too many years to see Christians up and down, backsliding in and out. Man, you must have got no skin back in your backside anymore. How do you do it? I don't know. How do you do it? How do you live a lifestyle like that? Hallelujah. I can't. Listen, if you met Christ Jesus, if you had a Damascus experience with Jesus, you will never backslide. Nothing will move you. Hallelujah. And a lot of people haven't been really, truly encountered Christ Jesus yet. I love Mama Evelyn says, people come to church because they're looking for Jesus. One day they'll find Jesus. I said, wow, what a powerful statement. That is true. We come to church, we want to play church. One day you'll find Jesus. I pray that you find Christ and the principles today and apply it into your life. Hallelujah. His emphasis, meditation, fellowship, like-minded kingdom people, fellowship together, keeping you together. Hallelujah. And staying away from the deceits of Satan. Amen. Those things will follow you, he says. Just be consistent and faithful and committed and hungry for the things of God. Leave the miracles to the Holy Ghost. Let me just read a scripture in Jude and I'll finish. I'll share it with Mama Alice today, and she blessed me, and I thought, wow. She came and says, I've been reading Jude today, and I said, wow, Jude talks about exactly what I was going to preach today. And so we know that the Holy Ghost is speaking. So it says in Jude, nobody reads Jude, but it's a beautiful book. You do? Oh, praise the Lord. Well, Jude is the book before Revelations. Yeah. For those who, praise the Lord. Awesome. And it says here in Jude 1, chapter 20, it says, but you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most, what? Holy faith. Praying in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in the love of God. Ooh, all the powerful attributes of God is saying here. Looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Hallelujah. Let me just finish this beautiful scripture. And on some have compassion, making a distinction, but others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garments defiled by the flesh. Glory to God. This is beautiful. My friends, I'm very concerned about things propagated inside the church by Christians. This is not coming from the world. I now notice that most of our fight now is amongst people that are propagating things that are not from God. Okay? And it's from Christians. Christians are your dangerous enemy. Listen to me very carefully. Christians are your dangerous enemy if they do not have the principles of the Word of God in them. Hallelujah. Bible talks about wolves and sheepskins. We have to deal with people like that in our lives. So I had to share this message today because I believe that God wants us to be careful and God wants us to be aware of what's happening around us today. Amen? And be careful of what you hear. Come and tell me, Pastor Ben, I heard this. All right, let's go to the Word. Say what the Word says about this. And the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, what do you think about this? Hallelujah. Stand up. I'm going to pray. I want the music team to come. Hallelujah. Father God, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, that I'm faithful and obedient to what you said. Father, I want to be in that place of always being obedient to your word, never fearing man, never fearing the voice of man, never fearing the face of man, but preaching what you want the people to hear. God, I thank you for your word today. I thank you for your people today as they raise their hands before you. God, I thank you, Lord, for your anointing that is upon their life today, that breaks every yoke, destroys everything in their life. God, because I pray that the truth has been revealed to them today. We know, God, we understand that ignorance is our greatest enemy. And when we know that, we will be aware of Satan's deceits and what he's trying to do, all his subtle movements in our lives. We will always be on guard, that our spirit, Lord, is alive, that our spiritual antennas is up. Father, I pray for one thing and one thing in this congregation today, that their spiritual antenna is sharp, that they have the gift of discerning false prophets and false teachings. They have the gifts of discerning spirits that are not of you, Father. Father, we are aware of familiar spirits, things that take on the form of our loved ones, devils that take form of our ancestors and our uncles and our aunties and come at night to pretend that it's them. We know those things because you revealed them to us in the situation with Saul, when Saul seeked the medium to ask, Lord, for your voice, to hear from you. And the Spirit came in with the face of Samuel. And we know, God, that you've revealed that to us. That is a familiar spirit. These are demons that are taking on faces of our ancestors and our people to come in and to confuse us and to set us on a path where we are not supposed to be walking. Father, I thank you for this. I thank you for your word. I thank you for, Lord, your spirit that teaches us all this. But more than that, Father, I thank you, Lord, for the Spirit of God that reveals everything to us, but also discerning for us Father God, we thank you. I pray for each and every man, woman, and children here today, and those who are watching today. I pray that all our spirit is alive today. I thank you that the word that has come, Lord, I pray you ignite it, O God, in our spirit, O God. Thank you, Lord, that we will not be the same people ever again, Lord, from what we heard this morning. Father, as we receive your word, these are instructions, Lord, to live our lives, that we will live our life according to that very instruction. Father, I don't want this sermon to go out just like a nice sermon, O God, but let it be an instruction, O God, that we take on and we apply it in our lives, that it become real, they become powerful, that the manifestation of it will affect those that are around us, O God. But more to it than that is this, that God, we will reveal your glory, reveal your goodness, reveal your wonderful blessing to those who do not know you, Father. But Lord, reveal them to the principalities and powers of high places, that they will know that we are people that stand on your word and your principles. Father God, I thank you for each and every man, women, and children here today. Lord, we pray and bring them before you. And I pray that you watch over them, that you keep them safe from all the works of the enemy, everything that has been coming against their life, all the lies, every curse that has been spoken, every curse and generational curses in their lives broken, Father, today. Father, as we go into the place of worship and prayer, I pray, God, that you deal with the lives of each and every one of us. We give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to sing a song to close while we're taking up our tithes and offerings. So Papa Joe and the team, please lead us. You may be seated. You can stand and worship as we take up our tithes and offerings. And then Jen will come and bring the announcements. But I believe that we prayed this morning from the communion that something has happened already in our lives. Amen. I believe that something has happened. There's something that broke through this morning. This morning, as I was preparing to come to church, the Holy Spirit says, pray. And Papa Joe brought the word this morning and he prayed. So that sealed what God was telling me to do, is pray for those who are sick, pray for those who are in bondage, and pray for those who are actually fighting to stand in the place that they need to be standing on. Amen. Hallelujah. I pray that the word of God will change you today. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance towards you and give you peace. Shalom, shalom, peace. Nothing missing in your life. Nothing broken in your life. I'm speaking that. Nothing destroyed. Everything has been made whole, well, and complete, restored fully by the finished work of the cross, because you come from the place of victory. Hallelujah. You come from the place of finish. Hallelujah. And so nothing is missing in your life. I speak that by faith, by the power of the Holy Spirit upon you today. Everything restored, made whole, well, and complete. Shalom, shalom. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, team.